Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and today we will learn a lot.
And I'm Marie. We have a lot to teach you guys. Are you ready? Because I am. Our topic today is home.
And the title of our lesson is Paying Bills. Paying Bills. Okay, Marie. What did we learn in yesterday's lesson?
We learned that it's important to pay your bills on time. You never want to be late.
That's right. When a bill is overdue, you will have to pay a fee. Okay, friends, let's get started for the day. We can practice reading together. Here's Marie for some help.
Taylor and Susie have a lot of bills.They pay gas bills, water bills, and cable bills. They also pay rent. Bills aren't fun, but they pay for important things. Life is easier with water and electricity. Alex paid his electric bill, so the company won't shut off his power. Linda has to pay her garbage bill.She can show Alex how to pay bills online.
Bills, bills, bills. Bills are not fun at all.
Well, Peter, we all need to pay our bills. If you want to watch TV, you must pay the cable bill. And if you want to take a shower, you must pay the water bill.
That's right. It is very important.And another thing that is very important is our keywords. Let's learn them right now. Here's Christina.
Hello, 我们今天讲到生活中各式各样的账单。其中有一种叫做 cable bills。Cable 原本是名词缆绳的意思。英文用 cable TV 来表示有线电视。而 cable bills 指的就是有线电视的账单。除了水电、有线电视之外，有些人还需要付房租 rent. So you also need to pay your rent. 账单虽然很让人头痛，但确实很重要。毕竟有水有电的日子真的是舒服多了。Life is a lot easier. 形容词 easy 也可以用来形容舒适轻松的。句子里的 easier 是它的比较级。Alex 付了电费之后就不必担心家里被断电了。The company won't shut off his power. 片语 shut off 在这里指的是关掉、切断的意思。最后在美国有些人还要付 garbage bill, 清垃圾的账单。Garbage 就是垃圾。Linda 就说她要上网去付垃圾清理的费用。She has to pay her garbage bill online.
Bills, bills, bills!
Excuse me? What did you say?
Oh, nothing. I'm just looking at my bills. There are a lot of them.
There are. I pay a gas bill, a water bill, and a cable bill.
Don't forget your cell phone bill and your rent.
Right.And I often have credit card bills, too.
We pay a lot of bills.
Susie is worried. She is talking to herself.
Yeah, Taylor couldn't understand her. She said something a lot of us would say when we don't understand someone. Excuse me. Peter, this is a very good phrase.
Excuse me? I can't hear you, Marie.
Peter, I said, excuse me is a very good phrase to use.
Very good. Just speak up next time, okay? It shows that you are very polite when you say, excuse me. Marie, when else can we use this phrase?
Well, when there is a lot of people around. In New York City, the subways are very crowded.You say, excuse me, if you need to pass someone.
Susie is looking at her bills. Taylor says, I pay my gas bill, a water bill, and a cable bill. Let's learn more about this sentence with Christina.
Taylor 说他要付瓦斯费、水费还有有线电视的费用。I pay a gas bill, a water bill, and a cable bill. 动词 pay 就是付费的意思。我们看到英文讲付费有时候只用 pay, 有时候却是用 pay for。很多人搞不清楚什么时候要加 for, 什么时候不必加，所以我们趁此机会把它弄清楚。首先，如果讲到付费、付钱、付账单的费用，这些名词都可以直接做 pay 的受词。你就说 ,you need to pay him $500, 或是 we can pay a lower price。但是当你要说付晚餐的钱、付旅行的钱的时候，就要加 for。例如 ,let me pay for the dinner, 我来付晚餐的钱吧。The company will pay for the business trip, 公司会付出公差的钱。
Thank you, Christina. I pay my cable bill every month. I watch a lot of TV on many different channels.
I have cable too. I have many channels on my TV.It's great.
Yes, it is. Now we have to pay our cell phone bill and rent too. People who rent an apartment or house pay money to live there.
That's right. And we don't usually call it a rent bill. We just call it rent.
Yeah, I pay my rent the first day of every month. If I don't pay my rent, the owner will be very upset.All right, well, right now we have to learn more in Conversation B. I don't like bills. Some of them are really expensive.
I know. But bills pay for some important things.
That's true. All of those things make life easier and more convenient.
And more fun.
Right. Life wouldn't be very much fun without water and electricity.
But it would be nice to spend less on bills.
That would be great. I don't like bills. Peter doesn't like bills, and Taylor doesn't like bills either. But we all must pay them.
Yes, we must. Paying bills is very important, and having all these things makes life easier.
That's true. Hey, Peter, these days I am very busy. My life would be easier if I could get someone to clean my house. I don't have time to do it.
That's a good idea. That would make things easier.
Yes, it would. Well, in our conversation...Taylor said something I think we would all agree with. She says, life wouldn't be very much fun without water or electricity. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
Taylor 说生活里要是没有水和电那就一点都不好玩了。Life wouldn't be very much fun without water and electricity.这个句子里前面有一个 not, 后面有一个 without。这种一个句子里有两个否定词的说法我们来学一下。My school life wouldn't be much fun without good friends. 没有好朋友的话我的学校生活就没意思了。或者 You can't drive without a driver's license. 你没有驾照就不能开车。这样子的句子可以强调出某样东西的重要性，你也用用看吧。
Thank you, Christina. We can make a lot of sentences using this. A party wouldn't be fun without food or people.
You're right about that. Do you have a best friend? Are you married? You can tell someone you love.It wouldn't be the same without you.
Hey, Marie, do you know what you just said? You just said today's
calendar phrase. That would be great.
That would be great.
那就太棒了。
I'm going to bake a cake.
That would be great.
I'm going to bake a chocolate cake.
That would be great.
And I'm going to have ice cream.
That would be great.
And I'm going to share it with you.
That would be really great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be great.
那就太棒了。
That was a very fun calendar phrase. Hey, Peter, I think it's time for us to do something. I think it's time for us to go to a break.
Hey, I'll use today's calendar phrase. That would be great. Friends, we're going to take a short break right now. We'll see you after this. Welcome back from the break, friends. Well, my bills can get expensive. In the winter, I use a lot of power for the heat. And in the summer, I use my air conditioning very often. That uses a lot of electricity.
Yes, it does. That can use a lot of electricity. All right, friends. Well, let's learn more. Let's go to Conversation C right now.
Did you pay your electric bill?
Yes, I went and paid my bill at lunch. Now they won't shut off my electricity.
Good. Paying your bills on time is important.
I know. How do you pay your bills, Linda?
I pay them online.
Can you show me how to do that?
Sure. I have to pay my garbage bill, so I'll show you how.
Alex paid his electric bill. He said, I went and paid my bill at lunch. Hey, that's a great sentence. How about we go to Rebecca? She will tell us more.
Hey friends, here's the moment that you've been waiting for. You get to learn a new grammar point. It is very, very helpful. If you want to say that you went somewhere...You can use this grammar point. I went to a place. For example, I went home after school. Or, I went to Japan last summer. Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Hey, Peter. Yesterday, I went and bought dinner at a new restaurant. It was really good.
Very nice, Marie.I went home early yesterday because I wasn't feeling well at all. Friends, you can make many great sentences. Try today.
Well, I'm very happy for Alex. Now they won't shut off his electricity. When you shut something off, you turn it off.
That's right. After I use my computer, I always shut it off.And when I want to use my computer, I turn my computer on.
I hope you guys don't shut off your TV because we still have a lot to learn.
Yes, we do. So in Conversation C, we learn that Linda has to pay her garbage fee too. Hey, Marie, what is in your hand?
Oh, nothing. It's just garbage.
What did you just do?
Well, I'm just throwing away garbage, Peter.
Why are you putting it there?
Because I don't need it anymore.
Well,
and
what is that thing?
It's just a garbage can.
Oh, a garbage can. And what do you do with garbage?
You put it in the garbage can.
Well, I see you just finished your cup of coffee. What are you going to do?
I'm going to put it in the garbage can. In it goes.
Very good. Well, friends, we've had a lot of fun, but now we need to review. Let's look at those key words.
Here's our first key word of the day. Cable. Cable. You have cable? Let's watch TV.
Rent. Rent. The rent for this house is expensive.
Easy. Easy. That book is easy to read.
Shut off. Shut off. Please shut off the water.
Garbage. Garbage. The garbage truck is coming. Okay, friends, make sure to review those key words. Right now, we have to go over our lesson one more time.
Bills, bills, bills!
Excuse me? What did you say?
Oh, nothing. I'm just looking at my bills. There are a lot of them.
There are. I pay a gas bill, a water bill, and a cable bill.
Don't forget your cell phone bill and your rent.
Right. And I often have credit card bills, too.
We pay a lot of bills.
I don't like bills. Some of them are really expensive.
I know. But bills pay for some important things.
That's true. All of those things make life easier and more convenient.
And more fun.
Right. Life wouldn't be very much fun without water and electricity.
But it would be nice to spend less on bills.
That would be great.
Did you pay your electric bill?
Yes, I went and paid my bill at lunch. Now they won't shut off my electricity.
Good. Paying your bills on time is important.
I know. How do you pay your bills, Linda?
I pay them online.
Can you show me how to do that?
Sure. I have to pay my garbage bill, so I'll show you how.
There, I paid all the bills.
Yay! Are you sure? Did you pay the gas bill?
Yes, I paid the gas bill.
Did you pay the water bill?
Yes, I paid the water bill.
Did you pay the cable bill?
Yes, Ginger, I paid the cable bill.
Good. Did you pay the rent?
Yes, Ginger, I paid all the bills.
Is paying bills fun, Monkey Man?
No, but life is easier when you have water and electricity.
Yeah, and life is fun when you have cable.
Yeah, right. I smell something funny.
Right. I smell something funny, too. Like a monkey?
No, like garbage.
Ew! Did you pay the garbage bill?
Oh, I forgot the garbage bill.
Ew. Ew.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. Today, I'm looking at my bills. My goodness, I have a lot of them. There's the bill for electricity for my house. There's a bill for water too. And a bill for my cable TV and my cell phone. And of course, my credit card bill. I hope I have enough money to pay all of these.
Everyone has bills, and they must be paid. People have to pay rent for their house or apartment. They have to pay for electricity and water. They have to pay to have their garbage picked up. They pay for their cell phone. And often, they have to pay one or more credit card bills. But don't spend too much on your credit cards. Then you will have a hard time paying the bill. People pay bills in different ways. In the United States, people receive many bills in the mail. They will write a check for each bill and then mail it back to the company. But some people do not like to pay bills this way. Some people pay them online. That is very easy and convenient. And other people just have their bills paid right from their bank account. They let companies take money from their account each month. But people still pay their bills in person. They can go to the place they owe money and pay it there. There are many ways to pay bills. Any way you do, it is okay. Just make sure to pay them on time. If you don't pay on time, you'll have to pay a late fee. And who wants to pay extra money?
There. I just paid my last bill. I will mail all of these tomorrow. Now I need to be careful. I don't have much money left in my account. Paying bills is not fun, but it's important. Okay, I'm going to take all these bills to the post office now. See you next time, everyone.
Hi, friends. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed today's show, but bills, bills, bills. I have an electric bill and a water bill and a cable bill. There are just so many.
Peter, let me take a look. Oh, Peter, you must pay them by the end of the week.
I know. I should do that right now. Maybe I can pay them online.
Peter, it feels good to pay bills. Don't wait. You should pay them right away, all the time.
Okay, that's a good idea. Maybe I can do that right after the show.
Sounds great. All right, friends. Well, we had a great time on today's show. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.